The 9-month-long courtship of Genzyme is finally over. The Cambridge-based biotech giant has officially been sold to the French drug giant Sanofi Aventis. Sanofi would pay more than $20 billion, and shareholders could pocket even more money, depending on how well one of Genzyme's up-and-coming drugs sells. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has been following the story for months and joins us now in the studio. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Bob.
First, the selling price, Kurt, $20 billion plus. Is Genzyme, Massachusetts' largest biotech company, getting paid what it's worth?
It's definitely getting paid a lot closer to what it said it was worth, as opposed to what Sanofi first offered. Of course, we'll never know what Sanofi would have paid, but by most accounts, Genzyme's fetching a pretty good price. And some of it depends on how well this one drug does down the road.
For Sanofi Aventis, the world's fourth largest pharmaceutical firm, why is it worth potentially more than $20 billion to get Genzyme?
Well, Sanofi is in trouble in terms of generic drugs. Bob, you know how the drug industry works. You develop one, you get a patent, basically a monopoly on something that patients, pardon the expression, are sometimes dying to get. And so you can charge a lot of money for that. But after the patent runs out, you basically are producing at cost. And that pipeline of new lucrative drugs has dried up. And so Joshua Schimmer, an analyst at the Boston equity research firm Lyric Swan, says this is where Genzyme comes in.
Genzyme does have quite a number of attractive assets that synergize nicely with Sanofi. Premium price products, high margin products. These products address very important unmet medical needs, which is in part why they can be priced at such a high rate.
Bob, some of Genzyme's drugs sell for hundreds of thousands of dollars per patient per year. The other thing is Genzyme would give Sanofi a much stronger foothold in the U.S.
So in addition to the money, the sale price, what does Genzyme get out of the deal?
Well, besides shareholders cashing out, it's not totally clear what Genzyme gets from Sanofi. I mean, what both companies will tell you now is that Sanofi brings a lot of international marketing. They have deeper pockets, so maybe drugs that Genzyme would have developed but thought were too risky, it could now do. But a lot of Genzyme employees say, you know, we were already a global company and we don't really need Sanofi.
There are thousands, of course, Genzyme employees, 4,500 or so in Massachusetts. What happens to them?
Well, they're not totally thrilled because it's not totally clear what's going to happen to them either. I mean, there's clearly going to be some layoffs, especially if you're, you know, if you're in marketing or finance or in certain types of consulting for the company that Sanofi already has. You're not feeling too comfortable right now. Schimmer says clearly there will be layoffs here.
We don't have a lot of clarity at this point in terms of how Genzyme as a Sanofi subsidiary would be managed, what that might mean for near-term job loss versus long-term job creation.
And the other thing is the company cultures of these two are also going to be really different. Genzyme, even though it was a big biotech company, it still had this independent streak. Different departments work differently, and it's not clear how that's going to really merge with this French, you know, international conglomerate, how those cultures are going to, you know, meld. And so the good news if you're a Genzyme employee is that you've had 9 months to think about this. You know, it was coming down the road for a long time. A lot of people have already left the company.
All right. And we should probably say that Sanofi has put out a statement that says it will maintain, quote, a sizable presence in the Boston area, but we don't know what that means.
Yeah, Genzyme has a great building here, as this manufacturing plant in Alston. It doesn't make sense to, you know, move everybody. Sanofi wants Genzyme because it is here in Cambridge next to all these universities. But you can cut a lot of jobs out of the 4,500 people who work here and still maintain a sizable presence.
Okay. And what about the name on the building? Will the Genzyme name still be here?
Yes, there will be a Genzyme unit of Sanofi.
Name Genzyme.
Yes.
Okay. And what about the name of the new owner? You know, there's been a lot of debate here in Boston, even among our own listeners, how to pronounce Sanofi. At the company's U.S. headquarters in New Jersey, they say Sanofi, but the analyst that we just heard on the air said Sanofi.
Well, he is Canadian, so maybe it came from speaking French when he went to school as well. You know, in French, it's Sanofi. And so Sanofi, 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 none of those anglicized words really hits the mark. And I've talked to a lot of Genzyme employees. They don't even know what to call their new boss.
Other than yes, sir, no, ma'am.
Exactly.
Kurt Nikisch, thank you very much. We'll talk to you later. You'll be following this as this story develops over the next few months, so we'll hear you again.
Exactement.